Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to find those truly well-informed insights, really cut through the noise and get to the ideas that matter. Now, think about German industry for a second. What pops into your head? Probably that, iconic precision engineering, or maybe just how efficient everything seems. And of course, that legendary car manufacturing, right? Sets a global standard. It's this reputation built on quality, performance, a benchmark, really. But here's where things get interesting and why we're doing this deep dive. There's some new data, pretty eye-opening stuff, actually, suggesting this industrial powerhouse, the one known for being so meticulous, is facing some, well, pretty big challenges, especially when it comes to innovation and getting digital. It's a bit of a puzzle, isn't it? How can a country so good at engineering perfection be sort of struggling to keep up digitally? So today, we're peeling back the layers on that. We're using a really thought-provoking article by Rob Van Linde called Germany. What is the country lacking to get back to the top? Our mission. It's not just about Germany's situation.
We want to unpack the reasons behind this digital dilemma, the surprising root causes, and crucially, pull out lessons for you on handling change, whether that's in your business, your team, or maybe even your own goals. Get ready to challenge some assumptions.
Okay, let's unpack this then, because the numbers themselves are genuinely surprising at first glance. We're talking about a country that's basically been synonymous with industrial strength for generations, top-tier manufacturing, and yet it's slipping in some really key global rankings. It does make you stop and think.
It really does. And what's fascinating here, something Rob Van Linde's analysis really brings out, it's not just a small dip. It feels like a significant shift. Mm. If you look at the Global Innovation Index for 2025, that's a major benchmark, right? Looks at everything from institutions to tech output. Germany's actually slipped down to 14th place. They've fallen right out of the top 10, for a country with its history of breakthroughs.
That's a real wake-up call.
14th. Wow. That's a big drop, especially for the nation that kind of championed Industry 4.0, isn't it? Feels almost backwards given that reputation.
Precisely. And then there's the EU's own index, the DSI, the Digitalization Index. Mm-hmm. It looks specifically at digital readiness within the EU. And Germany ranks even lower there, also 14th. That actually puts it below the EU average.
Below average, okay.
Yeah. So it's not just about, market share numbers. It signals maybe a lag in future-proofing the whole economy. These aren't just abstract stats. They reflect a real struggle to adapt to these new ways of working that are defining competitiveness now. Right. So it's deeper than just a league table position. It's pointing to something more fundamental. Mm-hmm. And the article, it mentions sources like WIPO and Bitkom. They confirm Germany is still very strong traditionally, mechanical engineering, the auto industry. Those core strengths are solid. But the key point, this is vital for you listening, is that the struggle is very specifically with the digital transformation part. It's almost like they've perfected the best combustion engines ever, super reliable, tunes perfectly. Yeah. But the world's decisively shifted to electric, and they're still working out the charging network.
That's a really good analogy, spot on, because it's not just about keeping the old strengths going. It's about building totally new ones. So what here is pretty profound. These rankings, they show real, tangible difficulties in adapting to this fast-changing world. It suggests a potential lag in adopting the tech and the methods crucial for the future. And if a nation known for being so thorough, so powerful industrially, can hit these hurdles, well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How resilient is any system, a whole economy, or just a big company to this kind of rapid disruptive change?
Yeah.
It's a huge lesson in avoiding complacency, really, no matter how good you've been in the past.
Which takes us right to the why. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Because that's where Rob Van Linde's article gets really interesting. He doesn't just, list the problems. He digs into what he sees from his experience as the core issue.
Yeah. He argues that often the struggle boils down to one thing, culture. Germany's traditional work culture, which, let's be clear, has been incredibly effective for centuries, the bedrock of their success. It's got this really strong focus on thoroughness, right? Meticulous planning, optimizing every process, and these are huge strengths. They built that global reputation for quality, reliability, perfection. Just say German engineering.
It conjures up this image immediately.
Yeah.
Robustness, flawless execution. Mm. We expect German products to be incredibly well designed, built to last, work perfectly. But okay, here's the paradox then. How do those very strengths, the things that serve them so well, become obstacles when you need rapid digital change?
Well, precisely those strengths, that quest for perfection, the aversion to risk, the exhaustive planning, they can become real blockers when you need to be fast and agile. Digitalization, fundamentally, it needs flexibility. It needs constant experimentation. It needs a willingness to iterate quickly, maybe accepting something imperfect at first, just so you can learn and adapt fast.
The fail fast, learn faster idea.
Exactly. And a culture that's deeply rooted in perfecting everything before launch, avoiding any flaw, finds that really hard. That rapid, sometimes messy evolution, it's difficult to embrace.
So is it almost like Germany's a victim of its own success, where that drive for perfection accidentally gets in the way of digital progress?
That's a good way to put it. Panlinda argues their famous waterfall approach to projects, plan everything meticulously up front, execute step by step, launch the perfect thing at the end. That's just fundamentally at odds with agile methods that thrive online.
Right.
Agile needs minimum viable products, constant feedback, being okay with releasing small improvements all the time. And the article points out digitalization is often seen just as, you know, getting new tools, buying software, getting certificates.
Like it's just an add-on.
Yes, like an add-on to the old ways, a technical upgrade, not a basic shift in how you work.
That's such a critical point and a really common misunderstanding, isn't it?
Right.
People think, oh, we'll get the latest cloud software, send folks to a workshop, get the certificate, and boom, we're digital. But what you're saying, what the article stresses, is it's not the tool or the paper. It's way deeper. It's the mindset.
Exactly right. The real need, as Van Linde emphasizes, is a genuine cultural change. It needs a shift where the country, its people, they gain the confidence to try new things, to experiment without that immediate pressure for perfection, and to, crucially, learn from failure in a way that maybe doesn't sit comfortably with that historically risk-averse, process-perfect culture.
Okay.
It's about building an environment where things constantly evolve rather than aiming for one single perfect launch. So it's not just adopting tech, it's changing the whole approach to innovation, to problem-solving, moving from rigid and predictable to, well, fluid, adaptable, maybe even embracing a bit of uncertainty as an opportunity.
That's a really powerful insight. And it doesn't just apply to countries or big companies, does it?
Yeah.
As you're listening, I bet you can think of times in your own work, maybe your personal life even, where that desire for perfection or just cultural inertia, the way we've always done it, even with good intentions, held back real progress.
Oh, absolutely.
You might have the tools, the software, the ideas. But if the underlying mindset resists trying things out, resists learning iteratively, well, real transformation gets incredibly hard.
It's a universal challenge, really. So many places get trapped by the very sisters that made them successful before.
Okay, so if culture is the root issue, what does this all mean going forward for Germany and for us watching? The article doesn't just lay out the problem. It does point towards a pretty significant opportunity, right?
It does. Rob Van Linde sees a great opportunity for Germany here. It involves bringing together three key things, three interconnected elements: artificial intelligence, agility, and that fundamental cultural change we've been talking about. He argues that the synergy, the combination of these three, that's the key. That's what could unlock Germany's potential to not just catch up, but maybe even lead again in the digital world. It's not like a menu you pick from. It's an integrated strategy.
Yeah, I can definitely see how powerful that combination could be, especially for Germany. You've got AI, right? For pushing the boundaries, finding new innovations, maybe even automating some of those super detailed processes that slow things down now.
Freeing up people.
Exactly. Freeing up talent for the really novel stuff. Then you add agility, the speed, the adaptability to actually use those AI innovations quickly. Iterate based on feedback. Not get stuck in planning forever.
Right.
And then underpinning it all is the cultural change.
Yeah.
Because without that shift in thinking, well, those amazing AI tools might just sit there.
Yeah.
And agile processes would feel forced, not natural. It's
yeah.
kind of rechanneling their famous precision, maybe.
Exactly. The idea isn't to throw away the heritage of precision and quality. Not at all. It's about reimagining it through a modern lens. AI can make their precision even smarter, more data-driven, but only if they're agile enough to deploy it and refine it fast. And that agility needs a culture that accepts calculated risks, learns continuously, and is open to new ways of working, even if they seem less perfect initially. It's like creating a new operating system for innovation itself, one that values getting better all the time over some static ideal of perfection.
So marrying that deep industrial know-how with a new dynamic digital mindset, it sounds like more than just a plan for Germany. It feels like a model for, well, for any organization facing big changes, a country, a company, a startup, maybe even just you working on personal growth.
I think so. It really highlights that tech alone is rarely the answer, the silver bullet. It's the combination, tech power, adaptable processes, and crucially, that evolving culture. That's what drives real progress.
Which brings us to a really interesting point, something the author leaves hanging a bit at the end of the article. He circles back to his opening question, but in a way that really makes you think.
Yes, he closes by putting the question directly to the reader, and so to you listening now. He asks, what do you think is lacking most for Germany to catch up and get back to the top? Is it the technology itself? Is it a new kind of leadership? Or is it simply the courage to change?
It's a great question because, as you say, the article doesn't just hand you an easy answer. It leaves room for reflection and invites you to weigh it up based on everything we've just discussed. Is it about tangible tools, cutting-edge software? Or is it about strategic direction from the top, visionary leadership?
Yeah.
Or is it that fundamental human element, that willingness to step into the unknown, embrace risk, break from comfortable habits? Is that what really makes the difference? And that really wraps up our deep dive today into Germany's innovation paradox. We've gone from those surprising digital rankings for an industrial giant, dug into the powerful cultural factors, how they're both a strength and now a bit of a hindrance, and looked at that potential path forward, AI, agility, and that deep cultural shift working together.
Yeah, and the really compelling thing here, I think, it's how clearly this reminds us that real progress isn't just about getting the latest tech or even building the most efficient systems. Ultimately, it seems to be about fostering the right mindset, the right environment that lets that tech actually flourish and evolve, keep adapting.
Right.
Without that supportive culture, even the best tools can fall flat. And those historical strengths can, maybe surprisingly, become liabilities.
So as you think about Germany's journey, trying to get back to the top, maybe consider where in your own world, your team, a project you're on, maybe even personal goals.
Right.
Where could a stronger focus on just the courage to change unlock a truly transformative step forward? Maybe even more than just finding a new tool or strategy, something to think about.
Right.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.